So I'm in the backstage area now, and I'm not alone because I'm sitting here on great couches with Balance. You're from Ljubljana, and Korax listeners might already know you because we played your songs during the last weeks a couple of times, and there is already quite a fan base in Korax radio station, and a lot of people are looking forward to the concert tonight. So you call your music bunker pop. What's bunker pop? What do you mean by that?
I mean, it was just like a creation of ours because we, you know, we don't want to define it as pop. We don't want to define it as punk. We don't want to define it as something already, you know, given to the audience or something. But it's also a fun way of saying that we rehearse in a like legitimate bunker, like a war bunker in Ljubljana. So it's like, you know, the bare minimum of amenities, so no toilet, nothing, but it's still a very cool sound because it's small and it has this industrial or kind of like dark vibe with it. So it's like bunker and then, you know, pop in a way that we still kind of try to use this minimal sounds in creating something that might be interesting to people. So, but yeah, and also we call it art punk because at the same time, it's still punk, the music, rather than pop, you know. So
Sure. Yeah, I think it's also very visually connected to this bunker pop, as you can imagine, like being underground. That's also the name of for the alternative scene, underground pop, even like these post-punk dark vibes that are in the bunker. I think that's all like quite connected to us. I think we try to play different kind of genres, even in this minimal setting that we have, just drums, bass and vocals, sometimes guitar, but lately not so much. And we try to, even if the instruments are minimal, we still try to do quite a wide array of expressions and emotions of this kind of genre or music playing. So in this sense, it's also interesting for us what to do with the minimal instruments that we have.
So we played a couple of your songs and we liked them a lot, but we don't understand anything that you're singing about. So what are your lyrics about, or what are the topics you sing about?
So the thing is, yeah, whenever I sing, it's the lyrics I write, and whenever he has his own narrative, that's what he writes. So basically, if I can tell for myself, that it's mostly like very socially critical stuff, but at the same time, I use some spectrum of self-expressionism, which means, you know, like considering the topics that might touch each individual, because we all kind of handle the same emotions, like, you know, love and depression and sadness and happiness and, you know, everything combined. So kind of this spectrum of emotions, but most of the lyrics are critical, so are something that touch the abstract point of view, like abstract thinking, but also something that you could call legitimate in what, you know, could people be doing or maybe starting to think if they come to our concerts. Maybe, you know, we try to put them some drops of critical thinking. So this is my lyrics, and then Andrei has its own more narrative storytelling.
Yeah, I think we were called we were named to be very poetic in our words, in the lyrics that we sing. Like punk poetry was one critic told us that we do. Yeah, it's kind of that. Well, my narrative also often starts with the existential problems of everyday life, and I try to expand that to a whole other level, something that we can all connect with. Later, right? So I'm very expressive on stage. That's perhaps my theater professional deformation. And I tried to tell the story like it is, or try to express real emotion during this, even if I curse or even if I scream. But I think I tried to do it as honest as possible. Meanwhile, yeah, Christina writes her own poetry. I could interpret also others, because most of my material is not written down. It's mostly improvised or is based on improvisation. Meanwhile, Christina sings her own poetry, and I think it's a beautiful way of combining bass and vocals and drums, rhythm and words.
You came here because of a European project Radio Korax is taking part in, and Radio Student from Ljubljana as well. So I think Radio Student kind of gave the recommendation to Korax, and this is how the concert tonight is happening. Have you been in touch with the concept of free radio stations before? And what's your impression of the festival or of Radio Korax's work?
Well, for me, as a radio host and someone who works on the radio station, because I work also on Radio Student, the radio is a really important media. Also, it's a really old technology, but I know that people can use it in their advantage, because it's really important that young people, the younger generations, have their own kind of media to express themselves, not only via internet where everything is very fragmented, but also this one media which is very physical. Radio stations with frequencies, with like older generations also have physical radios in their home or in their car. It's a whole different media than just internet. So in this way, it's very important that these independent radio stations exist, that they have their own autonomy, what to cover, what is interesting to the younger generations, or what is interesting to them to report or make fun of, use satire or irony. That's very important for them to have, but that's with the current system, which is pushing them to commercialize, it's very difficult to stay this way. So it's kind of important that the European Union or the states themselves support these kind of initiatives to keep them autonomous and working. And like with Radio Student, there is no other radio school in Slovenia. A lot of journalists come there to educate themselves on how the radio, how the press actually functions. And there is no better school than how it is, how it functions live, like to see it in person.
I think like the important part that I would like to expose, like listening to radio, it's a whole other level of like a different entertainment than like doing stuff on the internet, because especially with the younger generation, I think the attention span is falling down. So everything is like algorithm based, and you can like skip on the videos, on the songs, and if you listen to the radio, it's like you sit down, you have to be focused, maybe even for background listening. But if you want to like do like really focused listening, you have to be there and be there like 100%.